This is Akashvani. The news read by Prashant Kumar Sinha. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is being celebrated nationwide to foster a sense of patriotism among citizens, strengthen national unity, and to promote India's cultural heritage. The campaign marks the fifth year of the Har Ghar Tiranga initiative, which began in 2022 and has since evolved into one of the country's largest public participation movements. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and to participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song, Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today hoisted the national flag at the flag point in Sri Vijayapuram, the capital of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, as part of the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. On the occasion, he paid tribute to the brave freedom fighters. The Vice President also attended the state function Tiranga Concert on Vande Mataram, held at the auditorium of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Institute of Technology. In his address, the Vice President recalled the glorious history of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands associated with India's freedom struggle. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to the citizens to participate enthusiastically in the Har Ghar Tiranga movement and to renew their collective resolve to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The tricolour is the pride of the nation and a constant source of inspiration to always give best for the country." The Prime Minister expressed happiness, saying that this year's efforts are dedicated to Vande Mataram as it marks its 150th anniversary. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor sent a global message that India will go to any extent to ensure the safety of its citizens while protecting the sindoor worn by the women of this country. The minister said this at the inaugural event of the Sindoor Maharaktadan Yatra blood donation camp at Base Hospital in New Delhi. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has said that over 1 crore 25 lakh houses have been sanctioned so far under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban, PMAYU and PMAYU 2.0. The Jharkhand government has reached an agreement on around 98% of the demands raised by students protesting alleged irregularities in Jharkhand Public Service Commission (JPSC) and Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission (JSSC) examinations. State Minister Sudivya Kumar Sonu said the government has agreed to cancel the 14th JPSC preliminary examination and the 2023 to 2025 backlog examinations. It has also agreed to an enforcement directorate probe into alleged financial irregularities, a CID investigation into criminal aspects, and the setting up of a fast-track court to ensure charge sheets are filed within 90 days. India has crossed 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The landmark achievement, made on the 31st of last month, represents more than 60% of the 500 gigawatt capacity target set for 2030. And moving on to sports, India's medal tally rises to 3 at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in the United States. India's Basant Kumar Meghwal won a silver in the high jump, while Shahnawaz Khan won a bronze in the long jump today. In men's high jump, 19-year-old Meghwal cleared his personal best of 2.21 meters to win a silver medal, and in the men's long jump, Shahnawaz also clinched bronze with a best effort of 7.84 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.